Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Dorset. Here's the headline. Dorset is a more concentrated commercial property market than its Devon and Hampshire peers, a 770,000 population southwest county where two-thirds of all commercial activity sits inside one coastal conurbation. The single disclosed auction yield in the bundle is a Weymouth High Street retail print at 8.93%. Lenders treat Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole as a Tier 1 equivalent secondary geography. The rest of the county is a tightly held lifestyle market. Let me set the scene. Dorset's roughly 770,000 residents are highly polarised around the southeastern corner. The Bournemouth Christchurch Poole conurbation, administered as a single BCP unitary authority since 2019, and ranked the United Kingdom's 25th largest urban area, holds nearly 386,000 people in three contiguous coastal towns. Bournemouth alone holds around 183,000. Poole adds another 151,000. Christchurch carries another 51,000. Beyond BCP, the population thins quickly. Weymouth at 53,000 and Ferndown at 27,000 are the only other towns above 25,000. The rest are historic small towns. Dorchester, the county town, Wimborne Minster, Bridport, Blandford Forum with its Grade 1 listed Georgian Centre, Swanage, Sherborne, the medieval abbey town, Shaftesbury and Lyme Regis on the Devon border. The transport spine is lopsided. The A338 runs north from Bournemouth to the M27, the primary motorway connection eastwards into Hampshire and London. The A35 runs east to west across the county, linking BCP through Dorchester to Bridport and on into Devon. Bournemouth Airport at Herne provides the only commercial air link. The industrial base is diversified rather than concentrated. BCP combines financial services, JP Morgan's Bournemouth Operations Centre, Vitality's UK headquarters, Arias Retirement Insurance, Liverpool Victoria, with professional services, the Port of Poole and a digital services cluster around Bournemouth's two universities. Then there's the long-running beach tourism economy. Weymouth and Portland combines the working harbour and ferry port with the Olympic sailing legacy at the Weymouth and Portland National Sailing Academy. Dorchester is administrative and visitor-led around the Hardy Heritage, the Jurassic Coast UNESCO World Heritage Site, the Dorset Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty, that's AONB, Cranbourne Chase AONB, and the Purbeck Heritage Coast all exert constant downward pressure on the development pipeline. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 2,876 commercial-leaning transactions across the 13 principal Dorset towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. Bournemouth alone accounts for 1,031 of those, nearly 36% of the county total. Poole follows with 681. Together, the two BCP markets carry just under 60% of countywide activity. Add Christchurch's 186 and the conurbation share rises to 66%. By comparison, Devon's two Tier 1 cities together hold around 46% of countywide activity. Dorset is materially more conurbation-led than its larger western neighbour. Now let's talk about where the action is, the top three towns for commercial activity. First, Bournemouth. Bournemouth is the most active commercial market in the county by volume, 1,031 recorded transactions over 5 years. The median commercial transaction price sits at £240,000, reflecting the depth of its converted flat and special purpose vehicle acquired residential investment stock. The flat coded category alone accounts for 403 transactions. Four Acuitas auction lots have been matched to the town. The most diagnostic is a development sale at 38 Holdenhurst Road, sold in February 2024 for £530,000. A clean read on development site pricing for the BH8 corridor. JP Morgan, Vitality, Rias and Liverpool Victoria anchor occupier demand. Second, Poole. Pool is the second largest commercial market with 681 transactions, the highest BCP median at £280,000, and an upper quartile of £380,000 driven by a stronger commercial freehold mix around the harbour and the Lighthouse Arts Quarter. The auction print to remember is the lot at 140 High Street, withdrawn after auction in May 2024, against passing rent of just over £48,000. That's a useful indicator of where vendor and bidder expectations did not meet on a prime high street pitch. Then there's 378 Ashley Road, Parkstone, sold post-auction in March 2025, against passing rent of just over £14,000. A cleaner read on the Parkstone secondary retail repricing. Third, Weymouth. Weymouth is the largest of the Western Tier 3 towns by activity, 289 transactions, and the most active by auction throughput, with three acuitous lots in the bundle. The cleanest priced anchor in the entire county sits here, 95 St Mary Street, Weymouth, sold in September 2025 for £252,000 against rent of £22,500. That's a net initial yield of 8.93%, in line with the wider repricing of secondary high street retail nationally. Two further Weymouth lots from May 2024 frame the floor of disclosed pricing. 2 Queen Street, sold for £120,000 as a development opportunity, and 21 King Street, sold for £305,000 as a leisure asset. The median commercial transaction price in Weymouth is £210,588. The cheapest meaningful market in the county, consistent with the working port and resort character of the town. Worth a quick word on the next tier. Dorchester registers 193 transactions with a median of £282,500 and an upper quartile of £530,000. The county town carries a strong office bias, 23 office prints, and the print to remember is 11A Eisen Way, sold in September 2024 for £455,000 as a development opportunity that frames the upper end of historic core development pricing. Christchurch registers 186 transactions and the highest BCP median at £335,000, the most affluent of the BCP 3. Blandford Forum is the strongest of the historic Georgian market towns. 112 transactions and 3 acuitous lots, all on East Street between July 2024 and December 2025. The 44-48 East Street lot sold prior on rent of £43,000. 46 East Street sold prior on rent of £30,000. 10 East Street sold post on rent of just over £16,000. Three prints from the same Georgian high streets that frame the secondary market town repricing cleanly. Shaftesbury, Ferndown, Sherborne, Bridport, Lyme Regis, Swanage and Wimborne Minster fill out the long tail. Wimborne Minster is the highest median in the bundle at £383,000, but only on 2 transactions over the rolling window. A structural underrepresentation that reflects long-term private holdings. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. 13 acuitous lots have been matched to the county across the rolling window. 4 in Bournemouth, 3 each in Weymouth and Blandford Forum, 2 in Poole, and 1 in Dorchester. The asset mix is materially retail and development weighted. At least 7 are high street retail or retail-led mixed use. 3 are development opportunities. 1 is a leisure asset. 1 is an education and office mixed use lot. And 1 is a retail and gym mixed use lot. The single disclosed net initial yield in the bundle is the 8.93% print at 95 St Mary Street, Weymouth. The disclosed sold prices range from £120,000 on the Weymouth Queen Street development opportunity to £530,000 on the Bournemouth Holdenhurst Road development sale. The 2 unsold status lots in the May 2026 catalogue are the largest Dorset lots by passing rent, and they will be closely watched. 447 to 457 Wimborne Road in Winton. Passing rent of £247,250 on a retail and gym mixed-use asset, and 130 to 136 Poole Road in Westbourne, passing rent of £272,928 on an education and office asset. Together, those two lots carry more than £520,000 of passing rent, and where they clear will set the Q3 yield benchmark for Bournemouth's secondary mixed-use product. Reading across the rest of the market, prime and well-let secondary office product in Poole and Bournemouth trades broadly in the 7-9% net initial range. Multi-let industrial in the Ferndown and Poole orbits clears tighter, 6.5-8%. Direction of travel through the back end of last year and the start of this year has been stabilisation. Which brings us to lender appetite. Dorset is well served by the major UK commercial mortgage lenders across the BCP conurbation, less competitively served further west, but workable across the whole county once the right lender is matched to the right asset. High Street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, compete actively for prime owner-occupier and well-let investment deals across Bournemouth, Poole and Christchurch, particularly in the £1 to £15 million range. The JP Morgan, Vitality, Rias and Liverpool Victoria anchor occupier base underpins lender confidence in the BCP office market in a way that is closer to a Tier 1 city than a typical secondary geography. Pricing for the strongest BCP sponsors tracks national benchmarks closely. Western County deals price wider. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust are the dominant force in the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market across the secondary towns. Specialist lenders. Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk handle bridging, light development, refurbishment and the trade-led hospitality stock that dominates the Western Coast. Auction purchase finance is well supplied by the bridging panel. What to be cautious about? Dorset carries one of the highest UNESCO and AONB coverages in southern England. The Jurassic Coast World Heritage Site, the Dorset AONB, Cranbourne Chase and the Purbeck Heritage Coast. Together with the conservation belts of Sherborne, Blandford Forum, Shaftesbury and the Dorchester Historic Core, materially affect development and change of use viability. Lenders price this in via tighter loan-to-gross development value ratios, that's loan-to-GDV, and longer programme assumptions. Tourism dependence on the BCP, Weymouth, Lyme Regis and Swanage coasts introduces seasonal trading risk for hotel and leisure assets. Coastal flooding and erosion risk on the Jurassic Coast and the Poole Harbour fringes is now an explicit lender pricing input. The thinnest submarkets, Wimborne Minster, Lyme Regis, Swanage, see wider valuation discounts on resale risk grounds. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Dorset Commercial Property Finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of steady activity with a markedly two-speed dynamic between the BCP conurbation and the rest of the county. BCP is set to continue outperforming on transaction volumes, occupier demand and yield resilience. The JP Morgan, Vitality, Rias and Liverpool Victoria anchor occupier base. The professional services layer and the structural beach tourism and education economy all point in the same direction. The two large unsold status May 2026 Acuitas lots, Wimborne Road in Winton and Poole Road in Westbourne, will provide a useful read on Q3 yield expectations. What to watch? The Poole and Bournemouth office market, where flight to quality is structurally favourable. Multi-let industrial around Ferndown and the eastern Bournemouth industrial belt. And the Jurassic Coast tourism-led hospitality market, where bridging and specialist lender activity is likely to remain elevated. Yields look to have largely absorbed the post-2022 repricing. The 8.93% Weymouth print and the broader £120,000 to £530,000 disclosed sold range bracket the realistic range. The single biggest swing factor is planning consent throughput in the Dorset AONB, Cranbourne Chase, Purbeck and Jurassic Coast belts. That will continue to keep development pipelines tighter than headline demand would otherwise warrant. The constraint in Dorset is planning. It's not capital. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Dorset, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.